Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee, karub, guten tag, ciao, wee viva, kat bang, half a day, jai janendra, salam, shalom, peace. Now, go vegan. Peace, how? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill, vivisection prison, killitary industrial corporation, in the cheese-covered post-constitutional, bankster-bankrupt, corruptocracy-mocracy, criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, home of Uncle Sam Manila, where rotting corpse is the cuisine of choice for the sophisticated palate? This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and these are certainly exciting times. I think we're seeing a new American revolution. Holy cow, Americans are actually occupying America. We're so used to seeing Americans occupying foreign lands all over the globe that we're shocked to see Americans occupying America. Occupying America is not just for corporations anymore. And the colonized Americans won't be rising up against the British these days. They have a more formidable opponent. And, don't you hate it when people say formidable? That's like when they say affluent instead of affluent or nuclear. Well, irregardless of there being no such word as irregardless, I'm feeling it in the air. The new American Revolution, deja vu all over again. I remember the 60s, that American Revolution. I was in high school, Stuyvesant High School in New York City, pretty close to Wall Street, when we walked out of class and we shut down the Long Island Expressway, in our march for peace in opposition to the Vietnam War. If we did have government by the people and for the people instead of by and for the corporation, would our budgeting priorities be feed hungry children or develop napalm, so we can efficiently burn villages and villagers all across the globe? Yeah. Occupy Wall Street, occupy America, demand respect for life and all living beings. We're not supposed to have an agenda, huh? It was only natural that I, as a pro-peace, anti-war activist, would evolve into super-peace activist, which means an advocate for veganism and animal liberation. Liberation for all, human and non-human animal liberation, are inseparable. We all share the planet and are interconnected, and we sink or swim. Well, that's if we have any water left after we globally boil the planet. We breathe or suffocate. We live or go extinct together, human animals and non-human animals. Well, apparently there's no leader. There's no set of demands from the Occupy Wall Street movement. Now the Occupy Your Hometown, Occupy Everywhere movement. All Americans, by the way, are now subject to arrest anytime, anywhere. You too can be charged with citizen occupation of the homeland without a corporate permit. If you, as an American, do find yourself, somewhere in America, well, that is considered occupation now. So please do frisk yourself and kettle yourself. And then administer a dose of pepper spray in your own eyes, please. It is the patriotic thing to do. As you can well imagine, the police will have their hands full with the number of Americans occupying America, not willing to pledge allegiance to the corporation anymore. So there's no leader of the Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Everywhere movement. So I would just like to say that I do accept both the nomination and the position reflected in the election results just coming in as certified by Diebold, so you know it has to be accurate. So I do now hold the title of Commander-in-Chief of the Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Everywhere movement. I mean, who has been complaining more about corporations longer than I have? Huh? My first act will be, well, I will occupy the corporate airwaves. Wait, I'm doing that right now, huh? I've been doing that for 10 years. No wonder I got elected, huh? Plus, I host the most progressive radio program in progressive radio, as it was the most progressive program on Air America. Yes, I can see why I was elected. Now, you probably want a list of demands from the movement that I now lead. I consider democracy to be a benign dictatorship when in my control, huh? So what is the world we want to create, huh? Well, I would like to see a world without hunger, poverty, and disease. How about that, my brothers and sisters in the Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Everywhere movement? Huh? A big thumbs up to that one. Okay, that means all these support phone numbers where you can send aid to the occupiers. What's up with sending pizza? Please, let's not contaminate the movement with oppression and disease right from the start. If you're not prepared to renounce violence, cruelty, and murder as part of the new American Revolution, well, then I may resign my position as commander-in-chief and start protesting against you right away. I have the megaphone to do it, too, you know. So, I mean, how can we be free from corporate oppression if we are not free from the corporate diet of death? The pizzas are not a good initial first step for our revolution. Meat and dairy represent rape, torture, imprisonment, murder, violence against innocent beings. So, you know, with the power vested in me, the newly elected commander-in-chief of the Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Everywhere movement, I do now ban meat and dairy from Wall Street and from everywhere. And if you would have attended the World Veg Festival in Golden Gate Park last week, as I did, because I emcee the event every year, you would have heard the world's foremost expert on diet and nutrition, T. Colin Campbell, Cornell University, MIT, the book, The China Study, the movie, Forks Over Knives. Professor Campbell clearly states that cow's milk causes cancer. The dairy protein is a potent carcinogen. Do you wish for the occupying demonstrators then, do you wish cancer upon them? Well, then please stop sending them cow cheese pizza. Huh? And if you are a parent listening to today's program, do you continue to allow your child to consume a known carcinogen, which is dairy? Dairy causes cancer. Cow's milk causes breast cancer. That reminds me, I need to send an email to Stephanie Miller. One of the products she endorses supports the Susan G. Komen charity, whose funding wastes money on worthless, unnecessary, and scientifically fraudulent animal experimentation. So I think Stephanie Miller probably owes me one. You know, would be nice if Stephanie would set the record straight to let women know that it is their consumption of dairy that's causing breast cancer. Why does Stephanie owe me one? Well, I believe I'm actually instrumental in the success of her career. When I was program director of Star 106 Radio in San Antonio, Stephanie applied for an on-air job, and I did not hire her. Right now, she could be doing, you know, traffic reports overnights on WOAI, News Radio 1200, San Antonio. If not for my keen ear for radio talent and not hiring her. Anyway, Stephanie, you owe me big time for that one, so please tell your sexy liberal audience that vivisection is not sexy or liberal. Liberal is not socially unconscious solutions. Liberal are the socially conscious solutions, such as going vegan instead of consuming dairy and giving money to Susan G. Komen. Meat, dairy, fur, leather, wool, silk, vivisection, hunting, zoos, rodeos, bullfighting, circuses have no place in a new American revolution. So I guess I'll ban them right now as commander-in-chief. Or if you don't recognize me as commander-in-chief, I'll resign in protest against you. We're currently a very violent nation. Shouldn't we protest that? War, violence, meat. Let's change. Going vegan has to be the lifestyle of a new American revolution if it's a peaceful lifestyle. Who's been more responsible for the corporate diet of death than Wall Street, huh? Obama, or, well, let's call him by his corporate name since he is a representative of the corporation. President Monsanto Obama, the largest contributor to President Monsanto Obama has been Goldman Sachs, who was also a major shareholder in Burger King. Look at all your money going to subsidy of the meat industry, all the grazing land. Look at the whole stock market, the responsibility to shareholders of corporations whose product is death. Is growth, right? So you have to keep growing death, killing more, sell more product, kill more animals, destroy more planet, create more disease, deplete more resources, advance climate change. Unless you are willing to renounce the corporate diet of death, there is no movement. So don't let the corporations infiltrate the movement. It starts with pizza. Don't let it happen. An example of everything that's wrong with society today. Cheese pizza. You send those demonstrators organic fruits and vegetables, okay? Let's get organic vegan chili and organic vegetable soup cooking at these encampments, huh? But please don't send pizza. Don't support cancer, confinement, killing. We can't afford to create a new world like the old one. That's why we're having the revolution, huh? You can have vegan pizza, vegan burgers, vegan hot dogs, vegan yogurt, vegan ice cream. We just can't afford meat and dairy anymore in the new world that we're creating. They're totally unsustainable. Not sustainable at all. Eating fish, totally unsustainable. You know, we want to create a sustainable world, an affordable world. Well, we can't afford meat and dairy. If you were at the World Veg Festival, there was an astounding talk by me. Even I was astounded by my own talk, you know, because I've been trying to do research to support a ban on meat, which I hope to present to one of the San Francisco city supervisors. A number of progressive cities, I will also make that challenge to ban meat. But look at the research that developed in the Bay Area, for example. Okay, so let us look at the annual cost of heart disease. Okay, in the United States, $316 billion, with a B, going up to $500 billion in the not-too-distant future. But right now, okay, United States, just heart disease, $316 billion. In California, the cost of heart disease, $37.5 billion. San Francisco Bay Area, $7.3 billion every year. Who can afford that? Who can afford the $815 million that heart disease costs the city of San Francisco every year? The cost of diabetes? Well, in the country, $218 billion. California, almost $26 billion. In the Bay Area, $5 billion. San Francisco, over half a billion. $562 million to diabetes. All of these diseases of eating meat and dairy. The annual cost of cancer, huh? So, in California, the cost of cancer, $31 billion every year. There doesn't have to be a state budget deficit. If we all were vegan, if we banned meat and dairy. In the Bay Area, cancer costs $6.1 billion every year, just in the Bay Area. It costs $680.6 million in the city of San Francisco. The total cost of meat and dairy diseases to the Bay Area, $20 billion. To San Francisco, $2.2 billion. And if you want to save some water, too, by the way, if we were a vegan society in the Bay Area, we'd save 22.3 billion gallons of water every year if we were vegan. In San Francisco, 2.5 billion gallons of water every year if we did the right thing and banned meat and dairy. Okay, let's go vegan with Bob Linden. We have a movement out of France to abolish meat, and we will talk to Florence Libert, from France today on the program. Also, a very important event happening related to GMOs in San Francisco coming up on Thursday. And we will talk to an activist for that issue involved with organizing the event. We have Miguel Robles coming up. Please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. Make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147 for archives and podcasts. And to donate online, it's goveganradio.com.
We don't eat chickens. We pet chickens.
You will love EcoDogsAndCats.com because it has everything you need for your special loved ones. EcoDogsAndCats.com. Everything 100% vegan, natural, humane, eco-friendly, and organic when possible. Vegan dog food, vegan cat food. Yes, vegan cat food from EcoDogsAndCats.com. Vegan treats for dogs and cats. Check out Sam's Yams, sweet potato treats for dogs who love to chew. Supplements, grooming, toys, collars and leashes, bedding, litter, litter disposal. Visit now. EcoDogsAndCats.com. EcoDogsAndCats.com. EcoDogsAndCats.com.
Hello, my name is Bo Rinaldi, and I've been a vegan for 51 years. You might know me as one of the owners of the Blossoming Lotus restaurants, and I'm also a best-selling cookbook author of Vegan Fusion and The Complete Idiot's Guide to Eating Raw. We have a vegan cooking school and travel the world showing people how to thrive on a plant-based lifestyle. We teach owners of spas and hotels, do private chefing for the rich and famous, and virtually everyone we meet about the merits of a locally sourced, made-from-scratch, plant-based diet. We think by using the concepts we show you at www.cookinghealthylessons.com that we can grow our way out of the mess the U.S. and the rest of the world is in. We also have land that we are developing on the beaches of Ecuador, retreats that we give at our eco-resort there, and much more to share, all found at blossominglotus.com. Please support Go Vegan Radio, your local vegan businesses, and organic farmers everywhere as we band together to grow our way to personal freedom, health, and self-empowerment. Please join us at www.blossominglotus.com to learn about all we have to offer.
You'll love Loving Hut, the fastest growing chain of vegan restaurants ever, now with over 200 worldwide. The first one in North America in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford students and faculty have one at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. Visit lovinghut.us for the location near you, including three in San Francisco, Oak Ridge Mall in San Jose, and Elk Grove. You'll love Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, listener supported. You know, we have to purchase the airtime every week on radio stations, and we need your help. You can send a tax-deductible donation to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, it's goveganradio.com. And if you have been listening to this program at any time over the past 10 years, you know we have come to the conclusion that the production and consumption of meat and dairy, eggs, fish, are the most deadly and destructive forces on the planet. Bad for people, bad for Mother Earth, bad for the animals, and really, meat should be abolished, shouldn't it? And now there is a campaign to do just that with its roots in France, and so maybe we can get assistance from the French again every time we have an American Revolution, as we have Occupy Wall Street, Occupy America. Maybe the good advice would come in the form of an abolitionist movement concerning meat. So we will talk to one of the organizers of this campaign in France. It is Florence Libert. And again, I must ask you to pardon my French because I took Spanish in school, and I hope my pronunciation is doing justice to the language. But welcome, Florence. How are you today?
Hi, Bob. Thank you. I'm fine. How are you?
Very good, thank you. So tell us a bit about, how this movement has begun and what it is, the movement to abolish meat.
Yes, well, the movement for the abolition of meat is asking for the legal banning of products that come from hunting, fishing, and farming. Abolition of meat is to be understood as the prohibition of the production, sale, and consumption of animal flesh and other animal products used for food consumption, because they require the exploitation, suffering, and death of billions of sentient beings without any necessity whatsoever. The idea of the movement, as we know it, started at a meeting among animal activists in France in 2005. And there was a realization that a demand similar to the demand for the abolition of human slavery at the end of the 18th century in Britain could be made about the practice of using animals for food. In Britain, the anti-slavery movement started out with a small number of people who realized that the sugar that they were using was produced in slave plantations. And so they began a campaign to raise awareness and to ask for the boycott of slave-grown products. And at the same time, they campaigned for the abolition of the institution of slavery. People may think that there is more empathy towards individuals of our own species, but it's not always true. And in that case, they were dealing with people from a different race. It's also interesting to learn that a lot of people who were openly racist at the time supported the demand for the abolition of slavery because it was just too abject a practice. And similarly, some meat eaters support the abolition of meat and say that they would stop buying and eating meat if there was none available. As you know, the animals used for food are totally made invisible so that their exploitation and slaughter are not publicly questioned. It's 6 billion terrestrial animals slaughtered each hour to be turned into food, and the number of water animals killed is even higher. You know, the moral precept according to which animals should not be made to suffer nor be killed without necessity? Well, it is admitted by people all over the world, and so it condemns the production of meat. Eating animals is the whim of dominant individuals who have absolute power over weaker individuals and are determined to make their most superficial interests triumph over the fundamental interests of their victims. So the movement is open to all who care, and we're doing whatever we can so that the day comes when the most massive source of suffering ever has become a thing of the past.
Very well said, and that is my dream too, and the sooner the better. So, but tell us, Florence, how did you get involved in this movement yourself, personally?
Almost 2 years ago, I came across a brochure called Meat Abolition, written by Antoine Comité and Estie Varehus, and I just fell in love with it. And I was a vegan. I was not using animals, but I thought that animals would continue to be raised and killed for food. And then with the brochure and the people that started the movement, I realized that a demand for the end of the most massive massacre ever had already started and that it can change the world. I think that there are probably people out there who, like myself, when I discovered the movement, would really like to hear about it. And probably also people who are making the same demand in their part of the world. And it's important for the animals that we all connect.
Yeah. And how true it is, the most massive massacre ever. What do you tell people who claim that it's up to the individual to have a choice to decide whether to consume animals or not?
Well, the activities that cause the slaughter of others do not belong to the liberty of individuals. The suffering and death that we inflict on myriads of other sentient beings challenge the very morals of our society, and ethics has to take over all other considerations. You know, if we put on a scale, on one side, the pleasant taste of the flesh of the body of an individual, and on the other side, the life and death of that sentient individual, we immediately realize that the raising and killing of billions of sentient beings simply for reasons of tradition or for pleasure are totally unfair. They're just utterly unethical. its complete disdain for other sentient beings simply because they're not part of our own species. But that is not a valid criterion to disregard their interests. Doing that is an extreme form of racism, which instead of being based on the notion of race, is founded on the notion of species. It's actually called speciesism. And this type of discrimination, which causes enormous exploitation and massacre, is not rationally justifiable, just like racism. So consumption of animal products is not a personal choice. Those animals are defenseless victims. There is no convincing argument that can justify this permanent massacre. And it's really up to society to abolish activities that cause such harm to other individuals. You know?
I agree with you 1,000,000,000%. Is there a difference between this movement and campaigns to go vegan? Or, well, vegetarian doesn't really count with me because to me that's, you know, the consumption of dairy and eggs are just as bad as what is called meat. But
veganism, so veganism outreach aims that individuals one by one decide to change their consumption habits and stop eating meat and all animal products. Well, advocating the abolition of meat is the logical and political extension of veganism. As we all know, spontaneous changes in consumer behavior cannot solve unethical societal problems. We cannot rely on the capacity of each person to modify her or his habits, her or his diet, in order to put an end to the butchery. You know, people who are against bullfighting, for instance, don't solely ask the public to boycott bullfighting events. They also ask for bullfighting to be banned. So in the same way, demanding the abolition of meat is a political act, and the objective is to get the public opinion to adhere to the idea that meat should be banned. We are addressing our fellow citizens so as to raise the question on the political level. When you think of it, as vegans, we're basically de facto in favor of the end of the massacre. We're in favor of the abolition of the production and consumption of meat and other animal products used for food. And it's really important to show that here also, it's not about us, human animals, and our diet. It's about the other animals that are enslaved and massacred. And despite the fact that the animals used for food represent almost all of the animals exploited, we very often don't realize it, Bob, but that is 99.8% of all animal exploitation. So despite that breathtaking figure, they're extremely invisibilized. And it's up to us to make their lives and their massacre visible and to present prospects for putting an end to their slaughtering. It's up to us to demand to raise an honest public debate about the legitimacy of slaughtering sentient beings without necessity. Up to us to work towards the banning of animal agriculture, fishing, and hunting.
I am. I'm with you there. We don't have an enormous amount of time left, but some people say that, well, you would be slashing jobs. There's an important part of the economy that's related to meat mm-hmm. and meat production.
Well, unethical practices cannot be justified by using arguments such as, you know, safeguarding jobs or any other economic reasons. The abolition of slavery resulted in some people losing their jobs, and they received compensation for their loss. So during the transition period, there will need to be some kind of support to help facilitate the reconversion of workers that are currently living off these practices and their redeployment in other jobs, because there will be other jobs that will be created by the lands that will be freed. You know, if you read testimonials of people who work in slaughterhouses, for instance, they're not enjoying themselves. Their health is taking a very severe toll. Another question that can be raised about is the fact that human beings in certain places in the world may not have access to anything else but meat, but that also is a way of displacing the issue. Their interests can and should be taken into account. Mm-hmm. So it's up to society to find ways to give them access to food that doesn't cause bloodshed.
This is a great, well, I'm with you there, and I imagine some people think that your campaign is extreme. I don't. I think it's totally normal myself.
Yeah, well, this demand may come across as extreme in a civilization that has built a lot on the distinction between human animals and non-human animals, and on the enormous domination on the latter. But really what's extreme is that domination itself and the intensity of the exploitation and the massacre. So this position does not appear extreme at all. On the contrary, it's the least we can do for our fellow animals. Do all we can so as to make this unnecessary and illegitimate massacre end. So the abolition of meat should be given the space to be expressed and discussed publicly. Preventing a debate on the legitimacy of meat from taking place is anti-democratic. Mm-hmm. As it is, industrial farming and fishing are already being vastly questioned and condemned, so the public is ready to hear the demand for the abolition of meat.
I'm going to work on that in San Francisco, and I'm challenging cities like West Hollywood, San Francisco, Portland, Santa Monica, Berkeley to consider this. Tell mm-hmm. us, we just have a few minutes left. I know you have the website, which is meat-abolition.org or meat-abolition.org. What's happening there and the activity?
We're doing a worldwide promotion for the demand. So we organize World Weeks of Actions for the Abolition of Meat called WAMS. At this point in time, there are 3 WAMS a year, the end of January, May, and September, during which organizations and also isolated individuals all over the world hold awareness actions so as to raise public attention on the moral issue raised by the consumption of other animals and the necessity to demand the abolition of meat. We reach out to animal organizations throughout the world, and we provide a space on the website, meat-abolition.org, to give visibility to the demand and to the animals concerned, really so as to show that the demand does not emanate from a tiny group of eccentric individuals, but that it's really a demand coming from people throughout the world. Mm-hmm. We have, pages in a dozen languages so far, and the third WAM officially ended on Friday, 30th of September, but there are actions going on throughout the month of October.
What sort of actions and where?
If you like, you can participate and organize an event. It can be a leafleting, a poster-sticking event. There's material available on the resources pages of the website. Mm-hmm. You can have information stalls, demos, marches, giant human meat trays, in which a person covered in blood will lie to simulate meat trays that can be found in supermarkets. People can also distribute literature or give talks at vegan picnics. Mm-hmm. For this past one, there have been about 60 actions all over the world, mostly in France and Italy, but also in Belgium, Brazil, Canada, the Czech Republic, Japan, Peru, Switzerland, Turkey, the UK, and the US, I understand, right?
Yes, indeed. Well, I gave a talk last week at the World Veg Festival, and I'm attempting to reach a San Francisco supervisor, even from the point of view of just how many billions of dollars would be saved in healthcare if we abolished meat and were a vegan society. I mean, we wouldn't have these budgetary deficits, we wouldn't have the taxing on the environment, and as mm-hmm. you say, this is a horrible massacre, it's immoral. We have banned rape, we have banned murder, the time has come to ban meat. We have about 30 seconds left, Florence Libert. So if there was anything you wanted to mention that you didn't, or the website again, or...
Yeah. Please come to meat-abolition.org if you can. It's really important. You can publish and announce your action. It just takes a few seconds. You hit on a button. We are talking of more than 460 billion animals each year throughout the world that are brought to life and brought to death in order to be eaten. So we wager that the 21st century will see the abolition of meat and animal products used for food. The most extensive bloodshed to have ever existed on our planet has to stop, Bob, and our societies have to make the required political decisions.
Oh, Florence, you're such an articulate spokesperson on it, and the website does articulate it so well. So again, remind people of the website, and we'll stay in touch and keep working to abolish this horror.
Yeah, please do too. Thank you so much. It's meat-abolition.org, and we are hoping that we can provide momentum, inspiration, visibility, and credibility, of course. And do feel free to contact us through the website, meat-abolition.org.
Oh, Florence.
And please have actions all over. Yes?
Florence, 30 seconds left. You just had a vegan day or vegan days in Paris, too?
Yes, we did, and we had a stall there, and we did all we could to, you know, raise awareness and, you know, talk to people. And
but it's wonderful
so
to hear
we're hoping,
for vegan days
yes.
in Paris, you know, it's a global...
Yes, definitely,
yeah.
definitely.
Yes. Okay, well, thanks so much for being with us today, and we'll stay in touch.
Yes, we'll stay in touch. Thank you so much, Bob.
Thank you, Florence. Florence Libert, talking to us from France. Let's abolish meat. Let's do it now.
Thank you.
Meat cuts life short. I don't want my life cut short or the animals.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A special treat, no meat in San Jose. It's Vegetarian House Organic Vegan Restaurant, 520 East Santa Clara Street, downtown San Jose. Vegetarian House, a world-class dining experience since 1994, featuring fine cuisine from around the world. Vietnam, China, Thailand, India, Europe, the Middle East, and the Americas. Made from local organic GMO-free ingredients. Sauces, bean curd, and noodles made in-house. Powered by rooftop solar panels, Vegetarian House, concerned with the environment, compassion for animals, and your health, offers to-go packaging that's biodegradable and compostable. See the extensive menu at vegetarianhouse.us, including appetizers, soup, salad, sandwiches, dazzling desserts, organic fruit and vegetable juices. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street, San Jose. Catering available. Open for weekday lunch specials from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Dinner 5 to 9. Saturday and Sunday 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Call 408-292-3798. VegetarianHouse.us.
The clock is ticking for planet Earth in crisis. Climate change, rising oceans, melting glaciers, deforestation, floods, fires, tornadoes, loss of biodiversity, hunger, disease, poverty. What do we do? Read the new book from Supreme Master Ching Hai, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer. She and her organization have been recognized by world, national, and state leaders for their noble dedication to disaster relief. What is the connection between planetary disaster and meat and dairy consumption? Read From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, from Supreme Master Ching Hai. What must we ask of our local and global leaders at this time of crisis? What must we ask of ourselves to save the planet? How do we go from crisis to peace? Read From Crisis to Peace. Read it for free at crisistopeace.org. That's crisis, the number 2, peace.org. Read it for free. For more on the environment, compassion for animals, improved human health, and plenty of free vegan cooking lessons, visit suprememastertv.com. Read the new book from Supreme Master Ching Hai at crisistopeace.org.
Sweet Lemon Vegan Bistro in Portland is so popular, it's had to expand its seating. Find out for yourself why Sweet Lemon rates such rave reviews for its 100% vegan, Asian and American fusion creative cuisine. Some dishes found nowhere else. See the menu at sweetlemonveggiebistro.com. Catering trays, vegan cakes, and delivery are available. Sweet Lemon in the Bethany Village Center, 4888 Northwest Bethany Boulevard. Call 503-617-1419. Sweet Lemon Vegan Bistro.
I'm a vegan because meat hurts animals.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Vegan, animal liberation, ecological, meaty infiltration, now broadcasting for over 10 years, as heard on Air America. Yes, we were telling that the listeners of that liberal network what to eat also, just as we tell you here. We have to purchase the airtime. There could just as easily be a commercial on right now for Roundup. or something from the public relations department of Monsanto instead of the following discussion. So if you think the subject of GMOs and their effect on the ecology and your health is important, then please donate to the program. It's tax deductible. You make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, it's goveganradio.com. Well, this is interesting. My next guest now is Miguel Robles. He is an activist born and raised in Mexico City, working on issues related to globalization, democracy, and human rights, both in Mexico and the U.S. He's the founder and or co-founder of various grassroots organizations, among them the Latin American Alliance for Immigrant Rights, Bay Area Latin America Solidarity Coalition, California Biosafety Alliance, the Front for Democracy in Mexico. He's the coordinator for the California Biosafety Alliance in organizing various events, and there's a very interesting one coming up Thursday evening in San Francisco about which we will speak. Bienvenidos, Miguel, how are you today?
Fine, very fine. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being here. So, your interests seem to be Latin America and GMO. How do they come together? Are they complementary issues?
I think that globalization is reaching everywhere, and usually the globalization was started in Latin America, actually, no? Trying to open markets for all the products from the U.S. And we can see that now this globalization is very focused in land grabbing, no?
That's
a new way of neocolonialism. And they are pushing people to leave their countries. They are oppressing people here. And they are trying to sell to them genetically modified organisms and food.
So you're saying that the products were first used in Latin America, such as what?
I am talking more about how they want to open the markets, and they were creating all these artificial needs that people actually is buying things that they the power they can to buy, they is impossible to get them. You know, if you want to get in Latin America a computer or an iPod, you have to work 8 months. No, like here in 1 week you can get it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is that they are creating a lot of artificial needs in people, different kind of hunger, you know. And when we talk about food, they are bringing all these, they are trying to shut down the local institutions and the local agricultural systems to bring their products from the U.S., for example, the GMO and all this stuff. And now, for example, Mexico has lost the sovereignty. It's not sovereign anymore in the food production. So they have to get food from outside, out sources. And they are buying GMO corn from the U.S. But now also the U.S. The U.S. corporations, I'm sorry, they are buying a lot of land. They are trying to rent land like in Argentina to grow GMO corn in Mexico. That is the place where the first farmers ago developed the corn that we know now.
So that's pretty serious, attacking and changing the nature of the corn that's the ancestral corn, and it's being replaced by Monsanto's GMO corn throughout Mexico and in Argentina now?
Well, in Argentina it's soy. You know, Argentina used to be the largest, how you call it in English, granier in the world. They have the areas with grains.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can see outside of Buenos Aires, all this area that used to be very rich and different kind of very biodiverse.
So the companies are going in. They're somehow taking control of the farmland and then switching it over to a GMO soy, which of course is probably grown to feed farm animals, and then the people there from the farms are forced to move to poverty in urban locations.
Yes, actually, I have heard about problems of people who don't have money to eat, and they are eating GMOs that are usually, some of these GMOs are more for cattle, and they haven't eaten, and they have poisoned themselves, you know, but they are hungry. And these companies, they say that they want to feed the world, but they don't really want to feed the world. They want to develop new kind of biofuels, bio clothes, you know, all this stuff.
And all our GMO products, the ones that you mentioned, right? The corn, soy, cotton, and canola, all GMO. So this is a report from six continents on the effects of GMOs, and people should know that it's this coming Thursday, October 13th, in San Francisco, the Global Citizens Report on the State of GMOs, False Promises, Failed Technologies. It's this Thursday, October 13th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the San Francisco War Memorial and Performing Arts Center, 401 Van Ness. This Thursday, October 13th. And then you're saying the next day...
The next day we are departing from San Francisco to Sacramento, riding bike. We will bring this report along to deliver it in different mayor's offices in Oakland, Berkeley, Richmond, San Pablo, Vacaville, Fairfield, Davis.
Do you have a meeting point or information on how people can join in on the parade and participate?
They can call us if they are interested in joining us. My number is 415-368-1891.
And any websites or emails?
We have the biosafetyalliance.org, or they can contact me at miguel@biosafetyalliance.org.
So it's biosafetyalliance.org. Tell us about who's speaking there again.
The 13th is speaking Miguel Altieri, who is an associate professor of agroecology at UC Berkeley, an associate ecologist, and he's a great speaker. The first time I see Miguel Altieri speaking, he presented the PowerPoint, and I could understand everything, all the implications that has the GMO in not only locally but globally.
The health issues, you know, I remember seeing medical reports on the GMO staying and living in the gut, and it really is a pesticide when you think about it. It turns the food into a pesticide. So, Miguel, we're just about out of time here, so just once again I want to invite people, if you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, it's the Global Citizens Report on the State of GMOs, False Promises, Failed Technologies, this Thursday, October 13th. 7 to 9 p.m., San Francisco War Memorial and Performing Arts Center. That's 401 Van Ness. The website again, one more time, Miguel?
It's biosafetyalliance.org.
Biosafetyalliance.org. Gotcha. Okay, yes. Thanks so much for all you're doing, and thank you for letting us know what's happening south of the border. You know, I see that from WikiLeaks it says that the State Department of the U.S. actually is budgeted to promote GMOs. Hard to fight it when it's in the U.S. government budget, right?
Yes, yes. I hope you all can join us to see Vandana Shiva. She has a great presentation about these reports.
Vandana Shiva, she's there this Thursday, so definitely, yes. You're a great speaker. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
Here's an easy way to create more delicious, healthful, and affordable meals. Visit recipefactory.net. where you can analyze existing recipes or create new ones, customize to use or avoid specific ingredients, meet your dietary, aesthetic, and budget requirements, check complete protein, inflammation, and glycemic load, create food and meal substitutes, upload your recipe creations, and download others. Visit recipefactory.net. Create at recipefactory.net. If you were looking for the perfect formula diet, where would you find it? Read the book, The Perfect Formula Diet, How to Lose Weight and Get Healthy Now with 6 Kinds of Whole Foods, written by Janice Stanger, PhD, certified in plant-based nutrition. The Perfect Formula Diet is based on over 1,000 scientific studies and is endorsed by Dr. T. Colin Campbell, author of the China Study, Neil Barnard, MD of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and other experts on nutrition. The Perfect Formula Diet, practical and easy to read, and with a plan to make it work for you, whether you're already vegan or ready to make the transition to a healthier lifestyle. The Perfect Formula Diet by Janice Stanger, available from Amazon or perfectformuladiet.com.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com. Please support the program with a tax-deductible donation. We don't really have time for a pledge drive. The time here is devoted to be a voice for the animals. Can't do a pledge drive like Pacifica or NPR. Actually, neither of those networks has a vegan animal liberation radio program. All the more reason for you to donate. Make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Those other networks will never tell you, as we did earlier, that cow's milk causes cancer. And part of my job on this radio program is to help convince those who consider themselves vegetarian, who still consume animal products, to become fully vegetarian and to go vegan. If you consume dairy, it causes cancer. Cow's milk causes cancer. And eating eggs causes cancer also. A new NIH-funded study warns men that eating 2.5 eggs per week, with that, they're risk of a deadly form of prostate cancer increases by 81%. This was a study of 28,000 men who already had prostate cancer, who ate poultry and processed red meat, increased their incidence of death. This coming Wednesday, October 12th, Chris DeRose, founder and president of Last Chance for Animals, and a former police officer, actually, I might add, Chris DeRose is conducting a class on civil disobedience training with Chris DeRose. Wednesday, October 12th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Cheviot Hills Rec Center, Club Room 3, 2551 Motor Avenue in Los Angeles. Now, is LCA planning civil disobedience when it protests Rupert Murdoch's News Corp's support for live animal export? This at the News Corp general meeting, which is Friday, October 21st, 10:30 in the morning till 12:30 p.m. at the Fox Studios on Pico Boulevard at Motor in L.A. Murdoch's media, not really friendly to animals or activists, so that'll be interesting out there that day. So please do be my friend on Facebook. It is Bob Linden whom you seek, and Twitter, Go Vegan Radio. And I do urge you to please make a tax-deductible donation. Help us pay for the radio airtime. You make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, it is goveganradio.com. Greetings, Bob Linden here with the Go Vegan Friday feature on Green 960. Don't miss Go Vegan with Bob Linden this Sunday at 3 p.m. We'll talk about a very important event in San Francisco this coming Thursday evening, the West Coast launch of the Global Citizens Report on the State of GMOs, False Promises, Failed Technologies. That's this Thursday, October 13th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the San Francisco War Memorial and Performing Arts Center at 401 Van Ness. Guest speakers include Vandana Shiva. We'll talk to organizer Miguel Robles of the California Biosafety Alliance. We'll also talk about the land grab for GMO in Mexico and Latin America and the impact on the people there. We also talk to Florence Liebert, and pardon my French, but I took Spanish in school, but Florence is in France, where the seeds for a worldwide campaign to abolish meat are being sown. I was astonished by a speech I gave last weekend at the World Veg Festival when I cited the savings to the Bay Area if we were to abolish meat and dairy. In heart disease alone, we would save $7.3 billion in the Bay Area, $815 million in the city of San Francisco. Listen this Sunday at 3 for the total number of billions of dollars in health care we would save in the Bay Area. We'd also save 22.3 billion gallons of water every year. And listen this Sunday at 3 p.m. as I commandeer the leaderless, agenda-free Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Everywhere movement and become its leader and give it an agenda. Oh, and please stop sending cow cheese pizza to the Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Everywhere demonstrators. Let's help them avoid cancer instead of giving it to them. Oh, and yes, dairy does cause cancer. Listen this Sunday. And you can thank me for saving your life and your children by sending a tax-deductible donation to support our purchase of airtime on this radio station so that we can let you know that science says that dairy causes cancer. You can donate by making your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, it's goveganradio.com. Broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden made possible in the Bay Area by Vegetarian House, world-class organic vegan dining in downtown San Jose, 520 East Santa Clara Street, vegetarianhouse.us, and by Loving Hut Vegan Restaurants, now with over 200 worldwide. The first one in North America in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane, 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. For the location near you, lovinghut.us. And for archives and podcasts, and please make that donation at goveganradio.com.